This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
What's the title of the big giveaway, RJ?
Build Rick's Ride.
Yeah, but that's why they have you doing the read, so you can feel involved.
They don't like me. I love them. It's very one-sided. They love you. Whatever. I got a text.
From who?
From John Selman.
See, he loves you.
Man that owns All American Ford. Hey, Dave, we love you, too. You can still have a car if you want. If not, we can build you a customized bicycle for you to cruise around on for the spring and give away Dave's bike from your friends at All American Ford.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Rev up the ESPN New York app.
On 98.7 ESPN.
You know what I'd like to call him on it? I would like a revved up bike. And I'd like to give it away at the Beach Bash.
I knew you screwed that up. I knew it when I heard it. You screwed it up.
All right,
thank
so
you
what?
Guys.
You know what? I'm not perfect.
Play it again.
If you cut me, do I bleed? Play it again. Just play it over and over. Rev up the ESPN New York app. Why do you play the refill? As long as we're having fun here, making fun of people's mistakes.
Why do you think it's me?
Refill. Rev up the ESPN New York app. Play it again. Go ahead. You want to play it? Play it all. Rev up the ESPN New York app. Play refill.
No refills. Do you feel better now?
Yeah. League office.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour started off just perfectly.
I do. I feel. You know what? I feel a lot better.
League office.
It looked like a strike.
If you could eliminate one drop that goes after you individually, which one would you get rid of?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs and lay it down. No, I don't know what's that one. It's probably the Rangers one. No, oatmeal. No, I don't mind the oatmeal one.
Thank you for the call. I wish the Rangers had drafted me.
Probably that one. Yeah.
But that you didn't mess up. That's just you lost a wager.
Well, if we're going strictly mess ups, then I would say it's probably the one where I kind of stroked out a little bit. No, oatmeal. No, not oatmeal. The other one. I forget what I said about a jersey or something. I don't know.
Jersey?
I don't know what I was.
I know the one you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
I can't find it on the page
the
here, but I don't.
Have tons of compliments.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, it's not that one. It's a different one.
Oh, back by popular demand.
Well, which one is it?
It's the one you like. I don't know how to describe it. It's
it's the one we talk about Iron Eagle?
Yes, Iron Eagle.
I love that one.
That one probably.
And you don't have it anywhere near ready to play, do you?
Shouldn't that be like the top of the page?
There's so many drops
you
here.
You can't find the Iron Eagle one?
I can't remember which one is which.
Nobody can find the Iron Eagle one, though?
I feel like that's my worst one.
That's a good one.
They've won 5 row and 7 8.
5 row is good.
I'm just going to keep playing until I find it.
5 row is very good.
Jewelry and fine timepiece brands. Maybe that one.
I like 5 row.
Maybe that one, though, too.
They've won 5 row.
What is it, Fiche?
They won 5 row, 7 of 8. You couldn't wait to get that statistic out.
I was dying.
You weren't even using helper words there.
Which one would you take out of yours? You have so many.
I'd have to hear like a compilation before I knew which one and I don't really want to go through every soundbite now. But I have
a compilation album of all the
I have some real nice.
Found it.
You got your Rangers jersey on
That's good.
I told you it was about a jersey.
Good.
I mean, they hoed and hummed about it. They look at the WBC.
Hoed and hummed.
What am I supposed to say? Hummed and hoed?
Yeah, I think so.
Hemmed and hawed.
Damn it.
Hoed and hummed.
Hoed and hummed.
Then I jump you. God forbid anybody say hoed and hummed.
Let's go to Mike. Hold on.
I steamroll you right over your face. Is what I do.
Why do you think of that moment when I turned Italian, though?
I don't know.
I don't know if a Micah White.
The thing about the accents is that they just come out of nowhere.
I don't know why I just come out with these accents.
I don't know if a Micah White.
And if you remember, I think, was that when we were still doing 5 o'clock in the morning?
I believe so.
So it was like 5:08. We're analyzing the Jets, and all of a sudden I'm talking Mike White in Italian.
I'll tell you what. that a steamroller in your face. That could be a Mount Rushmore drop right there.
Yeah,
Hold on.
I steamroller you right up in your face. Is what I do.
RJ, it's time for you to do.
Raven, what does that emoji mean? Is that the what is the icy?
Oh my god! I'm steamroller face. You're murdering people the way you steamroll over.
It's a look of horror, is what it is.
No, and I
see you.
No. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't like that one. That's probably the one so far that you played that I would want to get rid of. Because you guys are so nasty there. Ha ha! You can't get us.
No, see, I like that. I think that's clever. So am I sans now?
That was the triple steamroller you got. You never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, that was under my watch in Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, see, but those are funny. Yeah, mine sounds like I have a real problem.
Yeah, something sounds like is wrong, really, truly wrong with you.
You think right, people in Ethiopia are like, oh no, Julius Randle, not respected.
How about today when he goes, my wife's going to embrace the size of Egypt?
Yeah, look, that one kind of got swept under the rug, didn't it?
She does. I feel so bad for her. You should see her trying to get up and down
on the sideline.
Up and downstairs, this poor lady. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group of the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You know who's all lined up and wants to talk to us?
The people.
The Knicks fans. The Knicks fans, as they should. I haven't seen it. Do we actually know what the series odds have changed to now after the one game?
I would think that RJ Santillo would have a grasp on some odds.
RJ, I don't mean to put you on the spot. If you need me to take a call or two before you find it, I can. Do you have any idea?
Yeah. Would you like to know? Or would you like to guess?
Yeah, no, I'd like to guess.
Ooh, he likes, okay. He loves
all right, so here's
guess.
Here's what I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me again what the odds started at for the series.
That I don't know. I can find it for you.
I think the Knicks were like plus 140 and the Cavs were minus 180. I think it was something around there. I'm going to say the Knicks are minus 120.
Wow.
I think the Knicks are the favorites to win the series now.
Yeah, I show the pre-game one, Cavs. I'm seeing a few different numbers. Minus 200, minus 225, somewhere in there.
To start the series?
Yes.
So about a 2-1 favorite roughly in that range.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to say the Knicks are favorite. They won't be. I think the Cavs will still be favorite. But I'm going to go Knicks minus 120.
Knicks minus 120. Yep. RG, you said what the initial was what?
That 2-1.
Yeah, Cleveland minus, let's call it Cleveland minus 220.
I will say Knicks minus 110.
So this will surprise some.
Cavs are still favorites, aren't they?
No.
No.
No, you didn't favor the Knicks enough.
Really?
Knicks favored minus 175.
Wow. So the Knicks are now almost 2-1 favorites to win the series.
Look at that.
Wow.
Well, they're probably saying to themselves, I mean, it's like...
Like we have. Knicks didn't even play all that great. Right? Brunson barely played the first half. Randle did bupkis down the stretch. Quickly did nothing. And you still won the game.
RJ Barrett did nothing. Grimes did nothing.
And Donovan Mitchell was great.
And Donovan Mitchell still won for 38. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And you still won the game.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm at the point now. See, the Knicks could have, tell me if you've changed as well. The Knicks could have lost this series in 7 games and I could have been okay. Not pleased, but okay. I need to win the series now.
After watching game one?
Yeah.
Hmm? Yes.
I need to win the series now.
I think I'm with you.
And you picked the Cavs in 7.
Well, I don't want to be a listen. I mean, we had no idea what Julius Randle was going to look like. I don't want to be some homer that just makes picks with my heart. I mean, it's again,
it's
fair.
If that's what you truly thought, then you made the right choice.
No, I want it to be wrong. I just have a hard time believing. Like, I mean, if Julius Randle, first of all, you kept hearing Ian Begley talk about he might not be ready for game one. So if he's that compromised that he can't play game one, what the hell were we going to get from him in
the
series?
He was a warrior. You got to give him a lot of credit for what he did in game one. He was really a warrior in that game.
Battled, set the tone early when Jalen wasn't available. It was big.
Yep. Let's go to Merv in Queens. Good morning, Merv.
What's up, fellas? Dave, Ricky. Man, Dave, you're a little too soft. Monday morning, the Knicks win. Hang up on these losers. Who cares?
Well, I don't like to hang up on people. I just don't understand why people would have such a negative take after the Knicks had such a good win.
Pissing my cereal so early in the morning. Ricky, you got to remind these guys. I've been listening since you were telling stories about farting in Mentos bottles. But
that was my brother, Murph.
Guys, that's your brother. Listen, everything aside, the Knicks picked up a mega win, and it was a little from everyone. Now, you got to understand, I love the management. What they did is, yeah, they got Mitchell, but we got this team. What people are forgetting, we have four more picks and two young guys at any time that we can give away. Stay tuned for this summer. A lot of guys are going to be disgruntled. Trae Young, let's talk it into existence. Towns, Jalen. The Knicks are in great shape. I don't want no negativity. We're out of the
We're not being negative. But no, I will say this, though. On the same vein that I don't want people to call him, R.J. Barrett didn't play well and Randle in the second half wasn't good and you should have gotten Donovan Mitchell. I also don't want to start with, are they going to go after Karl Anthony Towns? Why are we doing that?
I don't want to do any of that.
Just focus on the game, for God's sakes. You had a phenomenal win, period, end of sentence. Move on.
Right. You stole back home court advantage. I mean, this is, again, like it's nice, kind of, I guess, that we have a day where we can just talk about how excited we are for the win in the series as we get ready for game two tomorrow. But, like, I mean, just enjoy this. We're back in the playoffs, and it actually looks like a series that we
can at least compete in.
Well, you know you can compete, that you're starting to feel like you should win. So, like, we don't need to start worrying about disgruntled stars and all this other garbage.
I don't want
to
hear about Dame Lillard or Karl Anthony Towns. We're on 4 hours a day. Right, we're on 52 weeks a year. One of us is going to be here almost every single week. Why do you have to do it now? You do it in August, do it in October, do it in December. Not now is this current Knicks iteration and what they are doing in the postseason. Fran in Massapequa. Morning, Fran.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I'm a Knicks fan, and you guys couldn't be more right. Don't even worry about the future. This is beautiful thing we got going right here. This is nice. And the biggest thing about it, I was telling my brother, this is a team. There's no I in team. So that's what's great about it. If you notice it, one guy, two guys don't do it, the next two step up. That's what you do. That's what a great team does. Now, I'm not saying they're great, but they're headed in the right direction. I think Tibbs, because he gets a lot of credit, you know, as people, a lot of blame, whatever you want to say. But he gets credit in the beginning, and then after 2-3 years, everybody says, oh, he runs the rookies into the ground. He's no good, you know, but he stinks. I think he's done a wonderful job with this team so far, and the young guys, the way he's brought them along. And I just, as a Knicks fan, think about it, Knicks fans. Think about what we've been through. Just think about it. How bad. This is wonderful to see the young guys, to see a guy like Hart they picked up, who's not a megastar, not a superstar, but he's an integral part to a winning team. You need those, and they got it. And this is, just enjoy this. This is great. I mean, I forget, the only thing better than this now is to watch my beloved Islanders beat up on Carolina. And then, and I hate to say this, my man Dave, but I'm, you know, got a roof for the New Jersey Devils.
No. Fran, what are you talking about, Fran?
We want
Why? We want to wipe the Rangers out, Fran.
Are you a Devils fan?
No, he's an Islanders fan.
So then why would you possibly root for the Devils?
You're not serious, are you?
Yeah,
I'm serious. I'm asking.
Dave, I love you. I love you like a family member. I didn't call up to get in an argument with you, so I don't want to talk hockey with you.
I'm not arguing with you. Wouldn't you prefer for the Rangers to win so you move on and play the Rangers in the second round?
If you're a diehard 100% Islander fan like me, I'm not even going to answer that question. I hate the Rangers with a fan. I want the Rangers to lose every game they play, my friend. Why on earth would I want the Rangers to beat the Devils?
So you could play the Rangers.
What do I got to play the Rangers for? I won four Stanley Cups in a row,
and I went to 5. You guys got your 1-94. I'm ahead of the game with the Rangers. That's the thing with me.
But nobody's arguing.
He sounds afraid.
I mean, nobody's arguing that, Fran. First of all, your 5-cup run, right? Your 4 wins and your 5th appearance was 40 years ago, Fran.
Stop it. Don't do that.
Were you born in 83?
Yes, I was born in 83. Don't do that now.
No, it's one of the greatest teams
ever assembled.
And no one is arguing that at all. But it's 40 freaking years ago, for God's sake.
And nobody chants 1983 at the Garden, by the way. Nobody does that.
They should. I'm not even exaggerating with you. I grew up haunted by the chant 1940. Haunted by that chant.
Well, you should be haunted by the fact that you're not an Islander fan for some reason.
Why should I be
walk
haunted?
To the Coliseum?
Why should I be haunted?
It's because it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting because I'm true to myself. I fell in love with the Rangers and I rooted for the Rangers. You think it was easy growing up on the island as a Rangers fan when the Islanders are winning the cups every year?
Not like that, buddy.
No. Anybody?
I'm surprised that Fran, I mean, I know he's a diehard Islander fan, but I'm surprised with that. Like, I hate the Rangers too, but I would much rather be the ones that knock the Rangers out.
I'm going to root for the Islanders just because we can smack the crap out of you in the next round.
Oh, God. I am going to.
I would say we'd go to a game, but God knows you'd never do that.
I said I would go to the Devils game with you.
Then let's go.
Well, was it me? It was RJ said no. And then you said, oh, if the whole show's not going, I'm not going.
Okay, shut up for a second. What's the schedule, Raymond?
Saturday.
When is game 4? Game 4 is Monday?
That's correct.
When is game 6?
1 second.
Tell me
it
when.
It should be on Thursday.
Perfect. No, Thursday's not game 6. Thursday's game 5.
I have a schedule. I got to pull it up. Oh, give me a break.
Where is it? You don't have a pocket schedule?
Why would I have a pocket schedule?
I don't know. You got pockets.
Just because you have pockets doesn't mean you have to put a schedule in there.
Something in there.
Did you find it by now?
These computers are very slow.
What the hell are you doing, Ray?
Is it encrypted? I mean, I don't understand what's that. Is there a firewall?
It may as well be encrypted, by the way.
Do you see a stop sign in this picture? You have to pick out the ones that has that?
It may as well be. We need better computers.
Are you a robot? You know what?
No. Game 6? Okay, which game are you looking for?
I'm very lost now.
I'm very lost.
Will you drop this on your head as a child? Like, what is happening?
Many times.
Game 6 is when?
Game 6 is a Saturday.
Boom. That's April what?
29.
Boom. That's our game.
No free refrills. But you got to ask RJ. RJ's the one that's got
family
members.
RJ, do you have another baby shower? You have twins on the way. You'll celebrate the second ones on April 29th.
God, I hope not. 29th should be good.
All right, we're in. Lock it in.
Are you sure? Is everybody sure?
I'm in.
Relax. Okay, we know you're going to be there. We get it. You work for the Garden. Awesome.
There's nothing to do with me. I'm just talking about you. I'm talking about you.
Will there be popcorn there?
There'll be popcorn.
No, there isn't. There was no popcorn in the
If there's no popcorn,
suite.
I'll buy you a
okay,
popcorn.
Okay, no. Listen, I will ensure that you get popcorn, okay?
Yeah.
I'll ensure.
I'm going to smash popcorn.
Good. We'll get you lots of popcorn for you to rub all over your face.
You know how delicious popcorn up at Lake Placid, that little
I love that place.
Popcorn company.
Were you like a big celebrity? They must have recognized you all over the place.
No, but what do you mean big celebrity? You act like the town was bumping with people.
Was there no one there?
I mean, it was the
Love
hockey tournament
Placid.
Was there. It was
Lovely.
Great, dude. We stayed at that hotel, the Crown Plaza or whatever is at the top of the hill?
Yep. Right across. We stayed at that one, inn at Mirror Lake, I think, right across the street.
But that view from up top there.
Unbelievable.
It's gorgeous.
Unbelievable. All right, RG, ready to go?
I am.
Let's go.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The
you missed.
Oh, there's a lot of NBA that you missed. Some other stuff as well, but let's catch you up. There's a busy, busy playoff weekend around the NBA. Touched on the Knicks. You've heard all about it. Big win over the Cavs. 1-0. They lead the series game 2. Tomorrow night in Cleveland, if you can't be there, obviously most won't be, you can listen to it right here on 98.7, produced by the fantastic Raymond Santiago.
What time is tip-off for that game? Is that a 7:30?
40, but yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah, that's a 7:30 tomorrow. So, pregame right after the K-Show.
Beautiful.
On this fine station.
Who's doing pregame, Ray?
That's going to be Pat O'Keefe.
Pat O'Keefe.
Would you like to do it? You throwing your name in?
They don't want me to do it.
I think that's
They're like the All-American Ford of sports organizations. They don't want me.
I need to figure out what happened here. Did you walk away, or did they just tell you your services were no longer?
No. I walked away because I was doing the Knicks pre and post, and then I joined the show from 10 to 1, and I couldn't do all that stuff. It was too much, so I walked away. But I said to you, I'm happy to fill in if I'm ever needed. You went to the powers that be and said he's happy to fill in if ever needed, and they said no.
That's troubling.
Yeah.
Bucks lose game 1. A lot of trouble. And they lose Giannis as they lose to the Heat. Mike Budenholzer said Giannis had an x-ray, came back clear, but where do things stand there, Coach?
He has a back contusion. There was x-ray that was clear here, so we'll monitor him, see how he does, you know, see how he wakes up.
Not all good news for the Heat, despite winning that game. Tyler Hero, broken hand, out 4 to 6 weeks, effectively ending his season.
I can tell you what Giannis is going to feel like this morning, and it's not going to be good.
No, backs get worse.
No, but that's like that looks like it was like a hip point or two.
Not good. He tried to get back into that game. Couldn't do it. Not good. Not good. Also not good. Nets just crushed by 20 on Saturday in the afternoon by the Sixers, who look good, pulled away late in game 1. Boston beats the Hawks in their game 1. And out west, Denver made people like me feel silly. Just pummeled.
I tried to tell you, but no.
I'm sticking by my stance, but they look good. They look good. They pummeled Minnesota. Lead that series 1-0. Nice story. Jamal Murray back, scores a team high 24 for Denver. His first playoff game for the Nuggets since 2020. Clippers, really good game yesterday. Top the Suns in game 1. Kawhi Leonard reminded you of,
yep,
as you're going through all those moments where you say, oh, this guy doesn't want to play, he doesn't care. Boy, when he looks good, he looks good. He leads the Clippers. Russell Westbrook, a clutch play late. Troubling video on Russell Westbrook going around, too, of confronting a man in a suite courtside. Not great.
Well, more troubling, him confronting the guy or the kid, how the kid was eating his food off the
really
plate.
Weird. Like,
there's a lot of trouble.
First of all, how do they allow him to go into the suite?
Well, it's court level.
Yeah,
but there's a security guard with him. It's like, let's get into the locker room. No, I'm going to the suite to confront the man. No, you're not.
He wasn't stopping him. Also, he had his jersey rolled up looking like he was wearing a sports bra.
Yeah, he wasn't Zeke Elliott.
The kid is slurping the food off of the plate.
the kid is clearly the most troubling thing of the video.
There's a lot going on there.
This kid, RJ, you're going to have to, when Sim is done, you got to tweet this thing out. The child has his back to Russell Westbrook walking into the suite. And is eating the food, not by picking up like the chicken nugget and putting it into his mouth, by putting his face onto the plate like he's in a pie eating contest and just slurping it off of the plate.
He's just looking. One moment, the biggest thing in his world is he's at the game eating a chicken finger. The next, his dad, friend, cousin, father, someone is about to fight Russell Westbrook.
Right, but before I turn around and look, let me just snatch this chicken nugget with my mouth.
Let me suck the rest of this food off the plate
right
here.
Off the plate.
Paul George, if you were wondering when's he going to be back, probably not for the series, so don't get your hopes up. Kings edge the Warriors in a good game 1 there. Lakers over the Grizzlies, a strong supporting cast game from the Lakers role players. Ja Morant leaves that game. Not overly optimistic about game 2 either.
I'm in a good bit of pain. It's my hair.
Coach said that the x-rays were negative, so that's some good news. Any doubt in your mind you're going to be able to play Wednesday night in game 2?
Yeah.
There is a jeopardy, you think?
Yeah.
That's not great.
That's not great at all.
Yeah, but why even say that?
He's an honesty broker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I mean, what? They just, I don't know.
It doesn't feel great. Yankees split with the Twins over the weekend. Gerrit Cole tremendous yesterday. Complete game shutout. Did you see who was in the audience? Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, because his cousin plays Jose Miranda for the Twins.
He certainly does. Giancarlo Stanton to the IL, grade 2 hamstring strain. Here's a stat for you. Since 2019, Giancarlo Stanton has missed 40% of the Yankees games.
Wow. And that's as a DH for the most part.
There's an additional 6% of games that he just hasn't played in, where he has not been on the IL, but he just hasn't played.
Because of injury? Because just of rest?
Rest. Can't play. Great. Off to a good start this year, Stanton was. Oswald Peraza gets the call up. Josh Donaldson, much to the delight of Yankee fans, should be back Wednesday after a rehab assignment. Nice weekend for the Mets. Just pummeled the A's on Friday. A couple of one-run wins Saturday. Sunday, sweep the A's. Pete Alonso may never stop homering. He's got 8 best in baseball. Max Scherzer, good news there. Should start Wednesday against the Dodgers after being bumped back a couple of days.
Is it good news, though?
Really? Yeah, it's concerning.
Is it good news?
Better than it was.
And, at least you have a start on the docket, but it's concerning that you have to be pushed back at all.
Brett Beatty called up, hit 400, 9 games in AAA, just raking. And Buda Baker has requested a trade from the Cardinals. Gerald McCoy, longtime Buck, has retired. And Matt Fitzpatrick wins the RBC Heritage over Jordan Spieth yesterday in the golf.
Spieth had a putt. He thought it was in, too.
He did. Oh. He did.
So why didn't you say that that Rublev won the Monte Carlo?
I was going to leave that to you.
No, yeah,
maybe you and Dan
right.
could talk about it privately.
If you give us all the golf update, you should give us the tennis update.
And maybe you can fill in Dan what he missed not watching all the.
Maybe I will.
You could fill
maybe
in.
Well, you know, I can't wait for the next time you take a day off.
Yeah, why don't you respect me? Have some respect for your partner once in a while.
I have tremendous respect.
Don't
for you
dare go after my knowledge of Rublev.
Rublev,
I have that.
Are you done there, Chatty?
Rublev. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Randy Newman.
That's what Ray just said, yeah.
Yeah. But I asked him if it was Randy Newman. I didn't know he would say on the air, Randy Newman.
He has a certain voice, Randy Newman, yeah.
He's very good. He does all like the Toy Story songs.
That's correct.
And he does that Short People.
Short People?
You never heard that song?
No,
I'm sure RJ's heard that song, right?
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
Surprised it took that long.
You've never heard Short People?
Wow.
Is that from a movie?
Look up Randy Newman Short People, and it will not take you very long to find. It's actually a very good song.
That wasn't very nice what you just did there.
What did I say?
I think you know what you said.
That's a shot.
That was not a shot.
That's qualified as a shot.
I said, have you ever heard the song Short People? I'm sure. Because RJ is very knowledgeable about so many things. I didn't mean because RJ's tiny short. That's not what I meant.
Right. It's weird. I'm scrolling.
That's 100% what you meant.
No.
It's weird. I'm scrolling through the contest tile here and I don't see Dave.
And nor will you. Because I'm a nothing.
No, I think it's because that's how you lash out. You probably lashed out. You don't even know you lashed out at the All-American Ford people. And they cut you right out.
They cut me out, and then I lashed out. So you're a little out of order. They made a sweeping statement of, we're in bed with Rick, and Rick sneezes, and not you, and your pre-sexual sneezes. That's what they said. And then I responded by saying, well, if that's the case, then I don't want to be a part of it, and Rick can do the read starting tomorrow.
I was just texted by John Selman. He just said, Dave is a huge baby, and we'll have to do the reads for the rest of the contest.
What type of song is this?
You heard Short People?
Short People, yeah. Got no reason to live.
Why?
Goodness.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean me? I didn't write the song.
You got a sick enjoyment out of this. He says Short People got no reason to live.
No, and then he goes on and there's some positivity to it.
Yeah, it's a real feel-good pick-me-up.
I didn't write it. It's a popular song.
To who?
How about the Smashing Pumpkins? Why don't you kill me?
Anything else you want to bring up?
Oh, my God. Take it so seriously.
It's supposed to be uplifting today, not that negative.
How do you think you say this name? Darren or Duran or what?
Let me see.
It's Darren.
What do you think it is?
Darren.
Darren Williams.
It's Darren?
Oh, my goodness.
Why don't you just do it? Do whatever you want. How about that?
I'm going to go with Darren. Darren in North Brunswick. Did I get your name right?
Yes, you did.
Thank you, Darren. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling because I cannot understand Tom Thibodeau's loyalty to R.J. Barrett. He can't shoot. He can't play defense. Quentin Grimes is better. Quickly is better. Grimes is better. When the game started, I had hair like Julius Randle. When it was over, I looked like Marvelous Marvin Hagler. R.J. Barrett is driving me crazy.
I don't understand why you're going so nuts. For the life of me, because I don't understand. They won the game, for God's sakes, Darren.
Yes, but the coach eventually is going to, his loyalty to R.J. Barrett is going to catch up to us. He can't be loyal to Derrick Rose, but he can be loyal to R.J. Barrett. I wonder if that has something to do with Rose, who drafted R.J. Barrett, because R.J. should be on the bench.
How much money are you paying R.J. Barrett, Darren?
Enough money to put him on the bench.
No. They want this guy to produce. And he's, you make it sound like he's horrendous. He's not a bad basketball player.
No, he's not horrendous. I mean, has he taken the step that we were all hoping? No, he hasn't taken that step. In big moments of the game, I mean...
He's not on the court in big moments of the game.
Tibbs puts out the guys that he trusts in big moments. And right now, R.J. Barrett's not one of the guys.
Did Barrett have six assists on Saturday?
Oh, he did.
He had a bunch of steals, too, in the game, didn't he?
I had four, yeah.
Okay, so it's not, I mean, you're right. He didn't shoot well. He's not a good shooter. What do you want me to tell you? I don't love him either.
2-12 isn't great. 2-12 is not great.
2-12 is awful. But it's not like he played 44 minutes. You played him 30 minutes, right?
He played 31. Had the late turnover that wasn't great. But I get some of the frustration. But again, I mean, the point that I think Dave is trying to make, today is not the day that let's be so negative.
If the Knicks win tomorrow night, and R.J. Barrett goes 4 of 27. I don't care. I don't care.
A win's a win. You're not wrong. But I don't think you can just expect for 4 hours for people just to call in and just be positive about everything. I mean, it's just naturally people going to call in and point out some of the stuff that went wrong.
I get it. By the way, I wanted to bring this up to you. Kevin Durant, he's awesome, right?
Oh, it's great.
You have any idea how many shots he took last night?
How many shots did Kevin Durant take last night?
Don't look it up. Just I'm not looking it up. I'm trying to think.
I know he's on a personal 7-game postseason losing streak. I knew that. Kevin Durant took 18 shots.
15 shots.
That's it, huh?
Can you get the guy the ball a little bit more?
That's not enough shots for KD.
No, it's not.
He's very efficient, though.
I think, what was he, 7 of 15?
7 of 15, 27 points, yeah.
So, I mean... I want him taking all the shots. If he takes 30 shots, I'm like, that's fine.
Well, yeah, but Booker only took 19.
Yeah.
But it's not like Booker took 30 shots.
No. Chris Paul didn't have a good game either.
Chris Paul, 2 of 8. No, 7 points, not great.
Let's go to Evan in Queens. Hey, Ev, you're on 98.7.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
Good. Incredible gritty win on Saturday. Dave, you and I have had our issues with Randle in the past. And while he only had 19 points on 20 shots, I thought he was great. We were worried he would try to force his way back and iso Mobley all game, but I thought he played within the flow of the offense. He attacked close-ups and was incredible on the boards. Also, all this R.J. Barrett slander is crazy. Yeah, he was terrible. Some of his shots weren't even close, and it was embarrassing. But I don't want to hear that stuff, hear that negativity in particular. You say that stuff after a terrible loss, not their best win in like a decade. So
I know, but I think part of it is people want him to be good, though. I think it comes out as really, I mean, overly negative, but I think it's just because people want him to be good.
There's a lot of negativity with him, though.
Yeah, but I think part of it is because you just, like, it's, people can't help themselves. There's, like, this frustration that they don't want to be, but they can't help themselves.
Well, you know what it is also, when you watch him play, you're like, he's good, he's going to be good, he's going to get better, and then you take two steps back. It's like, no, you know, and then he gives you a game where he does well, and he shoots well, and he drives to the basket, and then you're like, no, he's better, and then he takes two steps back, and it's like, oh, God, he's very frustrating.
Right, and I think that's part of it, though, is you want him, like, you've seen glimpses of him being able to be a really good player, and that's all you want, but you just want the consistency to be there, and it's just that it hasn't been that.
And it's hard to envision, at least for me, that's going to change anytime soon.
When you see some of the other guys that have stepped into the league, and we're talking about the end of year four now.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch them play, you're like, okay, this guy's going to be a stud.
It doesn't, I mean, you look great at Paolo Banchero, right? Rookie year.
That's a good one.
He's got it. He's got it.
Well, even, I mean, I know Zion never plays, but when Zion plays, he's a beast.
Look at John Moran. I mean,
John Moran's
a
superstar.
Right? These are star players when they play.
He's not that level of player. But again, I think you can still win with the way he plays if you intersperse him in and out of the lineup. The games he's really, because there are going to be games where he plays well. So the games he plays well, you kind of ride him more. And the games that he's not so good, then, you know, you take him out and he doesn't play down the stretch in the fourth quarter.
Right, but I also think that this is a good opportunity now, because he's going to have the chance to prove to people either he can, in a moment like this or moments like this in the playoffs, step up and contribute to the team winning, or he can't, and then you got to decide what you're going to do.
And then we'll talk about that all offseason.
Right.
Who are you going to trade him for, and who's the big piece that you want to bring in for him? I get it.
I mean, because, again, I mean, you love Brunson, you love Hart, you love Quickly.
Josh Hart is Josh Hart might be my favorite Knicks player right now.
I don't think that's, I mean, I think that's how a lot of people feel.
He's a, let me put my hat, my lunch, what is it?
Lunch pail.
Is there a hat involved with that?
Hard hat and lunch pail?
Hard, yeah, that's it. Hard hat, lunch pail, and let's go to work.
That's the kind of guy he is, man. He's a winning player.
You saved me out of that one. That was a drop waiting to happen.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
We had quite the issue in our house, by the way. I didn't even tell any of the guys. I see, this is what I do. I saved it for you. I know you, because you don't know how to handle dogs. I wasn't even home for this.
Oh, what happened, Dave?
So Ben took out Barkley.
Yep.
Barkley ran away. Ben had to run down the street and grab Barkley and bring him back. And he did. But while he did this, Sammy was out and about. Sherry obviously can barely move, so she's upstairs lying down. Ben walks back in, thinks something might be wrong. Sammy has gone into the pantry, taken a closed package of Twizzlers, ripped them open, and eaten an entire bag of licorice.
That can't be good.
You wouldn't think so. And the green vomit and diarrhea the next 48 hours really wasn't good.
Ugh.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Dogs are savages.
They are out of control, and you have no understanding what I have to deal with.
Yeah, but I think we feel like you've created this
yourself. I was even home for this.
This is a monster of your creation.
Right. I don't think this is just this is not just you weren't home. This is just how they've been raised.
Did you ever, so you blame whatever his face was, the Owen Wilson character in Marley and Me, you blame him? He didn't raise the dog properly? Some dog, I mean, you blame the Bundys, that Ted Bundy turned into that? You blame John Wayne Gacy's parents? I mean, that's what you do? You blame parents?
There's two dogs, though. This is not just one dog that acts out. This is both of the dogs.
Yeah, you're talking about people versus dogs.
Well, but still, these dogs are the John Wayne Gacy of dogs. These dogs are very, very difficult, and they feed off each other, and they go crazy.
Wait, have they committed murder?
They've murdered Dave's spirit.
They've killed me. How about this, too?
It's one thing if they're repeatedly killing things, but...
How about this? I'm talking to my neighbor three doors down yesterday. His little dog got out and killed a chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Comes back with a chicken.
What kind of neighborhood do you live in?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? We got dog.
Why is there a chicken just roaming?
It wasn't a roaming chicken.
I guess someone has an Irish man that was killed by a vicious chicken.
Someone has a pet chicken.
Call it a lucky shot, whatever.
Wild West?
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
Listen, I'm just telling you what happened. I'm like, thank God my dogs didn't get a hold of that chicken.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Chicken was dead?
Killed the chicken.
Oh, my.
Did you miss that part where he said to kill the chicken?
Yeah.
He said that pretty plainly.
I still can't believe it, though, Raymond. I can't believe that there's a little dog on the loose killing chicken.
Yeah, a chicken murderer.
His instincts took over. He saw the chicken. He wanted the chicken.
Dave's dogs are murdering bags of bagels and Twizzlers.
Bagels.
It's a lot easier for them, let's be honest.
And then, of course, there's vomit involved. Green diarrhea is involved. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, start connecting the dots. You love bagels. Dogs love bagels. I mean, this is how they're raised.
Again, learned behavior. It's all learned behavior.
So you blame John Grogan and Morgan and me?
No, no.
Is that what you're saying?
I bet Sammy's seen you sneak into the pantry and start smashing Twizzlers, and she's like, "Well, if he does it, I should."
Let's get to the calls. Brian in Albany. Hi, Brian. I'm sorry you have to deal with all these antics. Good morning.
Oh no, it's all good, guys. How are you doing?
Good. We're big in Albany now, aren't we? On full time in Albany.
Hey, sorry about that. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, aren't we on for the whole show, 6 to 10 in Albany now?
You are, yeah. Finally get to listen to you guys on the radio here.
Beautiful. So what do you got today?
So I'm a complete opposite of all these negative Knicks fans. I just wanted a good reality check from you guys, hopefully. I know the Knicks are now favored to win this series. Obviously, Giannis has the injury, and the Heat are up in their series. I just want to know, maybe I'm going crazy here.
You're way premature.
I know.
This is lunacy is what you're doing right now.
Yeah, this is Raymond Santiago premature.
This is John Winthrop sending the brooms and the group the group text, right? Don't do this.
Yeah.
It's all the negative energy of all the Knicks fans. It's just the complete opposite. Just all the I have to put too much positivity out there to balance everything, you know?
Let's relax because, I mean, it's the playoffs. Stuff happens fast, man. It swings. This is going to be a lot of ups and downs.
That's right. I will tell you this. If they can somehow, and I'm going to watch the game much more relaxed tomorrow night than I did game one.
I was a nervous wreck.
So was I.
By the end of that game,
And you know what? And this is bad because this is the way I am. Like, I started to get angry. When Cleveland took the lead, I was like, I was so angry at that. I was like, then they're going to blow this game. They're going to lose this. They should steal this game and they're not going to. And then Josh Hart, thank God, made that shot.
Well, but not only did they take the lead, then Josh Hart rolls his ankle. I was like, oh, great. Perfect.
Yep. So now he's going to miss time. He's such a tough guy, though. How many teams has he been on?
This is the first time he's playing in the playoffs.
But he's been on how many teams in his career? How is it that teams just move on from him all the time?
Well, I think because he's valuable to other. I mean, because he's the kind of player that's valuable to other teams.
So
he's a very tradable player.
Let's go to Danny in Jersey. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, Danny?
Not much. I have an Islanders prediction. I have a Rangers prediction. And I have a Tampa Bay Lightning prediction.
Wow.
But that's why second round.
Why don't you go through the entire Eastern and Western conferences before we let you go, Dan?
All right. But I do have the Islanders winning over the Hurricanes in six.
Let me write it down. Hang on a second. Dan, Jersey, Islanders, six, Canes. Okay, go ahead.
I have the Rangers over the Devils in six. But I think the reason the Islanders are going to be able to beat the Hurricanes is because the Islanders aren't a great matchup for the Hurricanes. And the huge advantage the Islanders have in goal over the Hurricanes.
Okay, let me ask you.
Okay. The series.
All right, continue. Continue, yep.
Who do you got in the Boston-Florida matchup?
I have Boston in five.
I think
Boston's going to run them over. But Boston will end up losing to Tampa Bay in the next round.
Boston, oh, that would be nice.
So you got Tampa
Bay,
Toronto.
Tampa Bay over Toronto again.
Yeah.
You want to play it all the way through, Dan, or you want to stop here? Like first round, or you want to go in second rounds and Eastern Conference Final and everything?
All right, I got the Rangers over the Islanders in five.
Oh, he's going all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals.
God, so now you have Rangers Lightning again.
I do. And I have the Rangers over the Lightning in six.
Nice. This sounds terrific.
And then I got the Rangers over the Oilers in the final.
Are you a huge Rangers fan?
Huge Rangers fan.
Oh, so that's why you're doing this.
What gave it away, Dave?
Well, when he had the Rangers going the whole way through.
Well, what an asinine question that was.
He calls it the Islanders Hurricanes preview. That's on my screen. I thought he was an Islanders fan.
He's trying to get me excited.
I didn't realize he was going to give us every analysis of all the series.
I'll say this about the Islanders Carolina series.
Yeah.
Clear advantage in net. I mean, you could say that. I mean, Sorokin's one of the best goalies in the NHL, right? So we all understand that. Having Barzal is huge. The biggest problem with Carolina is, especially with poor Pacioretty gets hurt again, but they brought him in to be one of those guys that could, in these kind of moments, could score you big goals. Svechnikov also out. Same kind of problem they had last year, is they don't really have, they got good players, but they don't really have that, like, those, you know, high-end scorers. Right, that's what they're lacking, but the Islanders have trouble scoring goals. Also,
correct.
So it's like if you have an ace starting pitcher, that's great. But if you have a lineup that doesn't hit well, it takes the other team's pitcher and makes him look good too. So
you're gonna have to win 2-1 games.
Right, the goaltending in Carolina is not bad. It's just not as good as Sorokin. But if you have a team that struggles to score goals, are you able to take advantage of their goalie not being as good as your goalie?
And then maybe you make their goalie look as good as any goalie because you're not a team that scores a lot.
Right.
I think it's going to be a long series, though.
I think it probably goes seven.
And?
And I think the Islanders win.
Look at you. Just like the Rangers did last year.
You bet.
So you What do you think about the? You want to give me Rangers Devils prediction tomorrow?
We can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. So you're glued. Islanders game tonight. I mean, you're glued to that. Nets and 76ers tonight.
Dude, you're glued to that. There's no way you can go for. For the foreseeable future at this point,
you can't make plans ever. Sherry and I were going through the DVR because she's obviously bedridden. She's like, "Why don't we start to watch some shows?" I'm like, I can't.
Have you watched Blackbird yet?
No.
You should watch that. I think
we started watching this weekend to show you how far behind on shows, in fact, we are. The last season of Homeland is what we just started.
Oh.
Yeah. We're literally years behind.
No, I'm telling you. Watch, but this is one season. It's not long.
Maybe I'll start it this week.
Oh, you'll love it. It's like right up your alley.
Okay. This week. Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
Well, despite negative Knicks fans and Knicks fans that are overzealous that say they're going to reach the Eastern Conference Finals, let's just celebrate the fact that the Knicks have won Game 1 in Cleveland. They looked pretty good for the most part. And despite some issues, you know, RJ Barrett or people like Ty Butler want to point out the flaws in the Knicks, they're in pretty good shape. So let's just enjoy this in the moment and move on to Game 2.
Number 2.
Dave, what's the name of that contest?
What contest? Oh, the
Rev Up the ESPN New York app.
Oh.
The one you got to rev it up for. What's it called?
Wow.
I don't remember. Something Rick's truck giveaway? Something.
Long story short, we're going to be doing the giveaway of the Bronco. Dave's not involved, so maybe, as John Selman said, he'll give him a bike. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Number 1.
It's you.
God bless you.
Sexual sneezing.
Sexually induced sneezing.
Okay, yep. Sexually induced sneezing. I learned something today, and that makes me all the more smarter. So thank you, guys.
All the more smarter.
Wow.
You break it down so eloquently, Raymond. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg, and...
I have no one on top of mine. Patrick Eliash.
Just Yarkin.
Way to participate here. ESPN.
Those are my ladies.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.